Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle released her weekly podcast with this week's guest, First Lady of Canada, Sophie Trudeau. On the podcast, Meghan reveals she studied for the UK's citizenship test after meeting Prince Harry, who she claims has no idea about some of the answers when she asked him for help because it was so hard. The topic of this week, good wife, good mum, bad mum. The pair also described the crushing guilt of being a mother in public eye, with Meghan admitting, Sophie used to send me little meditations during my pregnancy, and voice notes of encouragement, adding, I've gone to her over the years for advice. And Meghan also revealed she threw a school party this summer for Mrs. Trudeau, where the two giggled like schoolgirls and drank wine on the terrace of her Montecito mansion. Meghan said of Trudeau, Sophie has become a dear friend and someone who I think is so emblematic of strength that comes from embracing your humanity, even in the face of all these family and home and public pressures, keeping that sense of self while holding up the mantle of what comes with being a parent and a spouse. That's a full plate. The Mail reminds us that Meghan and Sophie became friends when Meghan was filming Suits. Meghan became part of Toronto's Platinum Elite, which also included their mutual friend, Jessica Mulroney. They posed together cheek-to-cheek on a Toronto rooftop bar in 2016 at the exclusive Soho House, and it was Mrs. Trudeau's husband, who has been Canada's PM since 2015, who urged his country to welcome the Sussexes after they emigrated from the UK. Opening the podcast, the very relatable Meghan describes a day of laughter and fun at her Montecito mansion with Mrs. Trudeau. Their children played in the swimming pool on pizza-shaped floats while they drank wine on the terrace and were giddy like absolute schoolgirls. Meghan said, this wasn't our day of being the wives and moms, all perfectly coiffed with updos and pearls and demure smiles. This was the other version of us both, with wild curly hair and swimsuits and loose linen and huge belly laughs. Big cuddles with our little ones, quiet whispers of girl talk on the terrace, giddy like absolute schoolgirls, we were just having so much fun. The Daily Mail recaps that Meghan also chatted to comedian Pamela Adlon, best known as the voice of Bobby Hill in the animated comedy series King of the Hill, who became a British citizen in 2020. Meghan then revealed that she prepared for the Life in the UK test a couple of years ago, although LA-born and based, Miss Markle is not believed to be a British citizen, having reportedly abandoned the idea after Megxit. Experts said that she did not live in the UK for the 3 years required to get spousal citizenship after marrying Harry in 2018. Pamela started the subject. Oh, that's another thing we have in common, the English people thing. I'm English. And Meghan replies, yes, I heard you just got your citizenship. Was it last year or a couple of years ago? That citizenship exam is so hard. I was studying for it. And I remember going, oh my goodness. I would ask my husband, did you know this? Did you know this? And he would say, I had no idea. Pamela teases, I think they made it harder for you. Meghan says, you think? Pamela jokes, yeah, they were like, we're really going to throw up walls on this one. Meghan did not expand on whether she ever took the test or just studied for it. Meghan talked about the start of the day at the Sussex household. So the morning rush, I'm sure it will only get more chaotic as they get older. But for me, it's, you know, both monitors on for the kids to hear them, always up with Lily, get her downstairs, then a half hour later, Archie's up, she said. Archie starts doing his lunchbox right before he's up while I have her, getting her a little nibble. My husband helps me get him downstairs. I make breakfast for all three of them. It's very important to me. I love doing it. For me, it just feels like the greatest way to start the morning, she added, as Sophie cooed. It was so sweet. After breakfast, Meghan feeds the family dogs and revealed Harry and her recently got a third pet. And then it's like, feed all three of the dogs because we just got another dog. And then it's, get Archie out the door for school and you know, but it does. It feels like a whirlwind. Pamela hoped that Harry helps out, to which Meghan replied, oh, my husband, he's great. Meghan also shared an appreciation for her mother. With this episode on my brain, it got me thinking about all the ways my mum supported me, how she took care of me and the house and herself, and how she just juggled so much. The amount that women carry, that they navigate, it's immense, and it's often the most thankless, unpaid labor there is. There's no union, there's no lunch break, there's nothing like that. At home, women just work really, really hard. A lot of that work is born out of necessity, but so much of it is also born out of expectations. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Sun reports Prince William is said to have barely spoken to his brother since the news of Harry's explosive memoir. Experts also say the royal family are waiting on Tenterhooks to read Spare, which will hit the shelves on January 10th. Royal author Angela Levin told The Sun online they have lawyers ready to read it, but they won't see it until it's out. If it's too bland, it won't be worth the millions they've already paid him. We are 1 week away from season 5 of The Crown. Actor Dominic West has revealed he sent a letter to Charles after he was offered a role on The Crown, and the response was truly surprising. West had close ties with the British royal family as an ambassador for the Prince's Trust and was concerned about the conflict of interest. West said the response from the not-yet king was, "You do what you like. You're an actor. It's nothing to do with us." West told Radio Times that Charles ultimately rejected his resignation. If you'd like to catch up on The Crown, we recapped seasons 1 and 2 over the weekend. You'll find those episodes down in the feed. And this weekend, we will recap seasons 3 and 4. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.